que me diste, el besito que me diste, sabrosito me pediste, sabrosito me pediste. Es el carnaval, vamos a bailar. Es el carnaval, vamos a bailar. Es el carnaval, vamos a bailar. Es el carnaval, todos a gozar.
Aprieta.
El besito que me diste, el besito que me diste, sabrosito me pediste, sabrosito me pediste, sabrosito me pediste. Sabrosito me pediste, sabrosito me pediste.
Greetings, you all. All right, we're listening to Operation Interstellar from William J. Lepetamine. I got a whole bunch of his stuff. Really like it. It's a real mixed bag of interesting music. William J. Lepetamine. This is an Operation. Most of it's instrumental. Before that, we heard Ima Sumac with Indian Carnival from her Mambo record. That came out a while ago, but, you know, I got it again. And then before that, we heard Fear, 1982. I think it's like the 45-year anniversary of that album, the record. And that music single-handedly changed punk rock. And why do I say that? It's because before Fear came out, most punk records didn't have much production quality. They were just loud, sloppy, you know. You listen to the Sex Pistols record, the production's okay. It's still kind of muddy. But this Fear record, it sounds crisp. It really set the stage for even a lot of, like, you know, death metal, punk metal, thrash. Just that fast staccato beat with the tight rhythm section. Very, very almost like machine-like. So you got to hand it to Fear. Doing the song that The Animals made popular, We Gotta Get Out of This Place. That was a hell of a tune, right? Before that, we heard Lust Train, which was a nice, nice mashup of, Iggy Pop, Cream, Monkees, Rolling Stones. It's nice. Very pretty. So I am recapping with you my music finds of 2025. We're doing the first 3 months of 2025. Next week, I'll be doing the next 3 months of 2025 until we're at the end. And then we're going to start the seven deadly sins. Kind of what makes humans just so unbelievably complex. Good, bad, horrible, but interesting. Interesting. All right, I got to tell you. PSA thing. Smokey the Smokey Bear. See, it's a Smokey Bear. It doesn't even say Smokey the Bear anymore. Smokey Bear. Which is, I hate that. It's Smokey the Bear to me. Oh, but Smokey Bear. I hate that. That sounds like some little kid making. He's Smokey Bear. Smokey the Bear. He's a bear. Smokey Bear. You know? You don't say, you do say Huckleberry Hound. You don't say Huckleberry the Hound. But anyhow, Smokey the Bear has words that stand the test of time. And that's only you can prevent wildfires. You should take that into account. That only you can prevent them. That just means don't make a fire. Don't make a wildfire. Don't get crazy. Don't be a Jago. If we could just apply that to everything in life, that'd be pretty doggone sweet. Only you can prevent fascism. Don't do it. Don't go down that road. Don't, you know, just don't. How about that? Just don't do that. Just don't do that and we're going to get along just fine. Leave everybody do what everybody is. That's a hilarious thing I think now. Is that, you know, the whole big thing about the NRA saying, oh, you know, we want our Second Amendment rights. So to fight a tyrannical government. All right, we got one. Now what are you doing? Just goes to show. It's just all about just wanting it. It's like a collector. You know, I really think that I should start the national hand grenade. Hand grenade. I think, you know, I have a right to have a hand grenade. Don't you? Everybody's got it's an amendment right? The Second Amendment were hand grenades, you know, and hand grenades don't kill people. You know, they don't. People with hand grenades do. But that's beside the point. But that'd be weird just walking around with a hand grenade. That'd be weird. You know, you just walk around, oh, man, traffic jam, no more. Here comes my hand grenade. You get a certain number of hand grenades. And that's such a great word, hand grenade. You know, who came up with that? It's like, well, it's a grenade you hold in your hand. Wow, that was a genius move. The same guy came up with Hot Pockets. That same brilliant guy came up with drive-in movie. There's just some things that we just came up with. They're just lazy, lazy words. And hand grenade is one of them. But yeah, I just think it's great. You get like 5 hand grenades a month. And, you know, the world probably, that's the thing, because a good guy could stop the bad guy with a hand grenade. I'm just saying. Plus, it's fun. Watch the hand grenade, you pull the pin, the guy throws it, and he's just like, yeah. You know? Or you got the cool guy, just, one, two, three, see how long he can hold the hand grenade. You know you're going to get a lot of guys blowing their arms off, seeing how long they can hold a hand grenade on a dare. Because people will double dare, dog dare anybody, anything. So you got that hand grenade, huh? I mean, we can't even trust each other with firecrackers. People blowing their fingers off with firecrackers. Didn't give anybody hand grenades. Man, that'd be awesome. Man, you got just to walk around with a hand grenade. That's like having some money in your pocket. You're like, no one's gonna mess with me. I got a hand grenade. Yeah, you got that open carry with that gun. I got a hand grenade. I can take you and your family out. Yeah, there you go. I can take your whole block out. I think you walk around with small nuclear arms. There you go. I like those big nuclear arms, so make you feel like a man. So there's some things I get. I'm saying, how this is even on the radio, how this is even being broadcast, how this is even a thing is beyond my own human comprehension. It just happened. It started 25 years ago when friends of mine go, hey, you know what? You can go on WRCT and you can do anything you want. Really? Well, okay. Let's see how far I can go with this. It's anything from alien abductions to, like, you know, political rants to, like, talking about the old cartoons to whatever. There's nothing like this on the radio, and that's for a very good reason. It's like Dada. It's like crazy with music. That's right. That's why I'm just, yeah, that's why one of these days I'm just going to get that email from the station saying, your services are no longer needed. Please turn in your card and your badge and your hat. Now you have to wear a hat when you're on the station. I don't know if you know that or not. It's an FCC rule that we have to wear like the stocking hat that says CMU on it. I don't know if you know that. We got to wear the stocking hat. They sell them here. We got to wear them. Only Jay Thurber, he gets to wear the ball cap. Everybody else has to wear the stocking hat. Don't ask why. I don't ask my rule. I ask basketball rules. So yeah, there's some music here that I don't know what it is. I just get it and we'll figure it out. But I like it. This is called Kiss of the Night. I don't know who it's by, but let's find out. Once again, another find of 2025. Should be interesting. Let's see what it is. Sounds like possibly Messer Chups. Probably Messer Chups instrumental I really like. Yeah, let's play it. In your brain. Let me take my stocking hat off.
Get some hugging and kissing. This truck won't run, just a hitting and a missing. Spring just broke and the tires are a flapping, just a rolling along. Ain't nothing a happening, ain't a bump in the road.
Ain't a bump in the road.
Ain't a bump in the road.
There ain't a bump in the road.
Put the chains on, mother, there's ice in the middle of the road.
Thank you.
you know it. Another instrumental version of something cool. Hey Ya! By Seals Malakin. That's right, doing the instrumental surf version of the Outkast tune. Before that, Ain't a Bump in the Road. Roy Hogshead. From his Let's Go Dancing record, which came out. New for Messer Chups. That was Kiss of the Night from their new release, Kiss of the Night. So, kind of recapping the new music finds of 2025. Laying them at your feet. Kind of showing you that music is not dead. There's always something being reinvented. Always something being put back together. Right? Right. All right, let's go back a bit. There's some old stuff that got. There's a great 60s re-release stuff. Here's Big Boy Pete doing a song called Cold Turkey. A nice 60s reissue, bub. Yeah, the 60s. That was a simpler time with no problems.
Nothing I could do would ever seem the same.
Yeah. This is Speedway by the Hayburners. And before that, one of the few people I can call like a real direct influence on just my life and my music and the attitude I have towards things. That's Kevin Ayers with Lunatic's Lament. I remember taping that off the radio in the 1970s off of WMMS in Cleveland. And I just listened to that over, and they didn't back announce what it was. So for years, I've been searching for the song called Lunatic's Lament by Kevin Ayers. And there's a guy that just knew how to have a fun time with music, not really have much regard for commercial success, just kind of like he had a pretty much uncompromised life of modest success. And the interesting thing is, like, you'll hear interviews with him, and he never was really, like, he didn't have like an ego about his music. He was like, oh, that could have been better. That's okay. Wow, we didn't have any direction. Like the first Soft Machine album, they were like saying, wow, we didn't know what we were doing. But that first Soft Machine album was real pivotal. It's basically this bridge between jazz and psychedelic music that came out in the late 60s. And it was very mind opening. There are some things that you listen to that just open your mind up. And build your curiosity. And Kevin Ayers, thank that guy for doing that, man. But he had a pretty lazy work ethic. Same here. And just kind of did his thing. Hung out with like Nico and Eno and John Cale and Velvet Underground. And, you know, just a fascinating... Mike Oldfield actually played in his band, the guy that did Tubular Bells. So there with that. So you're listening to Zombo right here in your brain. Got a half of an hour to go. Recapping the new music finds of 2025. Going to be doing that next week, or the week after that, the week after that, the week after that. And we are muscling through winter, man. It's getting nice. Sure, it's a little rainy, but it's January the 9th, 2026. And by the sound of that car crash, that means that song is over. And something I discovered this year, which I was really happy about, a woman by the name of Helen McCookery Book. And she was in a band called The Records, which I never even heard. The Chiefs. She was in a band called The Chiefs. The Chefs. Man, I'll get it right soon. I always get Chiefs and Chefs mixed up. You know? Because, oh, yeah, that guy's Master Chef. No, it's Master Chief. Really? How about Chief Boyardee? No, it's Chef Boyardee, not Chief Boyardee. I always get my Chiefs and my Chefs mixed up. That's just another one of these things. I have a Mandela effect with Chief and Chef. So she was in a band called The Chefs. There you go. The Kaiser Chefs. And anyhow, I just love her voice. I love her, once again, her attitude in music. You know, just another uncompromised life of modest success. She has a bunch of great records out. Here's Helen McCookery Book with Magpie.
Magpie, oh magpie, you too.
Yep. You know what I'm talking about. I know Marcus Aurelius knows what I'm talking about.
Birds were mice and men were lions once upon a time, but now that it's the opposite, it's twice upon a time.
Well, let's hear that. Hear that. I'm sorry.
Machines were mice and men were lions once upon a time, but now that it's the opposite, it's twice upon a time.
Yeah, what a dude. That was Moondog, a.k.a., what was his real name? Louis Thomas Hardin. And there's an American success story, if ever there was one. Man, I ain't got time to tell you about Moondog, but what an amazing... That makes me think now when we do Massive Music Weekend, I want to pick Moondog this year. Blind at age 16, just decided to, you know, was like a composer, poet, musician, and played on the street corner in New York most of his life. Wasn't homeless, but played on a street corner. I mean, then got to be like, you know, arranging stuff and writing music, just wrote so much stuff. Fascinating. Now that is an uncompromised life of modest success, if ever there was one, with overcoming adversity and just not giving the hoot what anybody else thinks, just did his own gig. Speaking of guys that just did their own gig and didn't care about anybody else, yeah, that leads me to Marky Smith. And the fall, a re-release of Friends Experiment, Markle Sinkus, Zombo in Your Brain.
palpitation, palpitation, palpitation. Stay hungry, stay hungry, stay hungry. I'm with you, baby, and don't you forget. There's a gay girl, rhythm that I should set. Bend the fabric from your shoulder.
The original version of Stay Hungry, 1970s. And this is before Jerry Harrison joined the Talking Heads. So he really made the difference with that band. This is when they were just the trio. So that is the original version of Stay Hungry by Talking Heads. And it was kind of interesting. All right, so I saved this for last just because it's pretty damn intense. And there's a band out of Canada called You Do Right, and they're named after a song by Can. And these guys are intense. This is an 8-minute song. We're not playing the whole thing, but I played it at the end because I know some of you guys, it ain't your cup of tea. But these guys are intense. Ponder's End from the new album by You Do Right. Zabo in Your Brain.
in your brain. RCT.